Good afternoon. Welcome to today's Artist Spotlight on Turnout Radio. I'm Nicole Inika Hamilton, back to open up with you about the latest on the dance scene and the heart of what moves us. On today's episode, we sat down with Haley Ng, physiotherapist and emerging professional dancer. Haley commenced her training at age 3 and trained in pre-professional ballet throughout her years of high school. Now, during her bachelor's degree, she performed soloist roles with Hamilton City Ballet and choreographed ballet pieces for McMaster's recreational dance team. During her master's, Haley continued her ballet training and launched her professional dance career. She aspires to combine her passions in dance and rehabilitation science in her future career journey. Here's what Haley had to share about personal rewards, challenges, and aspirations associated with being an emerging artist.
I would say my favorite thing, or what I like about being an emerging professional dance artist, is a lot of the new things that you learn about navigating that career path and the new experiences and the new people that you get to meet. I think the process itself, although it can be frustrating sometimes to find opportunities or to really get yourself to that level, it can be an exciting experience and a very great learning experience for someone who's just starting out in that career path. For me, I think some challenges in balancing both being an emerging artist and being a physio is, I guess, explaining the different passions to each side and helping the people around me understand what I'm trying to do and what my goals are, because I think sometimes there might be people on either side thinking that, oh, like you, so you already chose to be a physio, so why are you pursuing dance so seriously, or like it must just be a hobby, or vice versa. And dance, maybe there are people in that community who are looking at me and going, oh, you already chose to be a physio, you went to school and all of that, so you're just dancing for fun. And I think sometimes there might not be an understanding of that and what I'm trying to do. I think also there are certain moments where I feel like I would have to hide certain parts of myself in each side, just so that I feel like others will understand, or I can get to where I would like to be in each of those professions, which I think in reality I might not be the best thing to do, because I would want to be my most authentic self and just be bring the uniqueness to both professions and both industries. So I think those are some challenges in terms of balancing each of those, and just even just starting each career, or as an emerging artist and as a physio, just navigating challenges like even finding a job and that sort of thing. I think just finding that first job is always difficult, because oftentimes they might require so many years of experience, but I am just starting out, and I would need a stepping stone to get to that place of having many years of experience. But I guess that's just the nature of it, and trying to start out as somebody new in both of those industries, at least in my experience. In the future, I'd love to combine these two passions in both physio and dance. And I guess in terms of the physio side of things, I'd love to treat dancers and artistic athletes, and that might include not only treating them in a clinic, for example, but also doing some community outreach, doing some education on things like injury prevention and that sort of thing in dancers' health, so that other people will be able to lead a strong and healthy life while doing things that they enjoy. And at the same time, in terms of the dance component, I love to continue to perform as much as possible and find those opportunities to dance as a professional. And if there's an opportunity that arises that fits with my passions and that sort of thing, I think that would be great. And just trying to keep up both sides of my life, in both dance and as a physio, would ideally be the best thing. So just keeping those two things going would be the ideal for me.
That was Haley Ng on today's Artist Spotlight episode. Many thanks to Haley and to all of you for tuning in. We invite you to visit turnoutradio.com to learn more about Haley's work. Tune in next week for more of the show. I'm Nicole Inica Hamilton. I hope your week finds you turning out to dance. Thank you.